Daddy, I thank you for this group of people. I thank you for your presence in this place. I thank you that where two or three are gathered, you are in the midst. And you are your truth. And that's what your word says. And I just thank you for it in your name, Jesus. Amen. You gonna help me today? All right, well, I want to start out just sharing a couple things that have been on my heart, and then we'll get into kind of, God had me in a couple different places, but the first thing I want to share with you is, I don't know, it was probably a couple weeks ago, maybe three. He's okay, Sarah, unless he's, I mean, he's not a distraction to me. I mean, if he's a distraction for everyone else, then, but, you know. So it was probably a month ago, I was thinking about church, and I was like, why do we do church? Why do we come in here? Why do we sing? Why do we listen to somebody speak? Like just this, you know, like why? I don't know. And this morning, I felt like God said to me, "This is why." And other than, you know, the scripture talks about, "Do not neglect the gathering of yourselves together." And I don't think that just means on Sunday morning. I think that, you know, we should be doing life together outside of here. But I felt like when we were singing that song, "Fill Me Up, God," I felt like he was saying to me, this is why we come together. Because there's something about worship in the corporate body that fills us up in a way that doesn't fill us up any other way. And I felt like he said, and I shared this while we were singing, but it said, I heard him say, you are the sound. You are the sound of heaven invading earth. And seriously, if we're empty and we're just, you know, empty, you cannot give what you do not have. And we are the sound of heaven. We are the very sound of heaven invading earth. What God put in you and in me is the very sound of heaven, and he wants to release it into the earth. He wants to release you and I into the earth. That's why we're here. We're already here. We're already in the earth. Right? We're born. We have a purpose. We have a destiny. We have purpose. We have something to release into the earth that no one else can release. Each one of us has giftings, has talents. We have we all have something. And when we come together for the purpose of gathering together and seeking him, it's amazing what happens. Because it's like all of our giftings and all of our talents and all of our treasures, if we will allow them, we will not only will we build ourselves up, but we will build up those around us. And if we can build up one another here, if we can learn that here, then it'll just be second nature out there. And if we can release, if we can get brave enough to release our sound in here, then nothing will stop it from releasing our sound out there, because out there is where the invasion is. In here is a building up. In here is a filling up. In here is getting everything that we need so we can go out there and invade the earth with the sounds of heaven that are in us. Whew. Ha. Because it's good. The sound of heaven invading earth is good. It's good news. It's the gospel. The gospel means good news. And let me tell you, the world needs an invasion of good news. Because it focuses on the negative. It focuses on what it doesn't have. It focuses on what's wrong. And you know, the church was there for a season. The church was there for a season. The church focused on sin. It focused on what's wrong with you. And there's been a shift. There's been a shift. And it's focusing on the treasure, and it's speaking to the gifts and the treasure that are in you. And I'm not saying we're ignoring sin. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, though, if you speak to the opposite, God says speak to what will be, not speak to what is. Because I tell you, people that are in sin know they're in sin. Speak to who they are supposed to be. Speak to the gift of God on their life. Speak to the treasure that is in them. Call that forth. Ruthie spoke to the treasure in my sister and I. She saw something that her and Tony saw something that, and then Steve also, but Ruthie was the first. And she could have gotten in alignment with how other people and kind of the census of Orangeville was about the Gallagher twins. She could have come in alignment with that, and she could have had all these preconceived ideas and all of these things, right? But that wasn't Ruthie. She saw the gift and the treasure in us, and she spoke to that all the time. Even when I didn't want to hear it, she spoke to it. And we all have a sound to release. We all have a sound to release. It's vital that each one of us knows our significance and knows that we have been created to release a sound. And if you're not releasing it, something is missing. It really is. That's what I've been thinking about. One other thing. It's really nice up here. It's really good up here. His presence is just so beautiful. His presence really is beautiful. And the last month and a half or 2 months, I've been having trouble with my shoulder. And I've been having physical therapy. And so I injured it back in December, and I was using it periodically. And then in February, when we were on vacation, I was playing volleyball, and something happened, and I had to quit. Now, anyone that knows me knows that it had to be serious for me to stop playing volleyball, because I just love the game, and I don't quit. But I did finish the game, and then I had to be done. And since then, I didn't use it. Like, I was like, I don't know what's going on. I don't, you know, it hurts. So if it, you know, growing up, you know, if it, does it hurt when do you do this? Well, yeah, well, then don't do that, right? Like, that's every parent's motto. Does it hurt when you touch it? Yeah, don't touch it. At least I heard that growing up. So then... I decided in March, I think it was, that it was finally time to go get something checked out. So I went and I had an MRI done, and the orthopedic doctor disagreed with the radiologist doctor, and so radiology says I have a 50% tear in my rotator cuff, and my orthopedic doctor says it's just a fray, that I did injure it, and he believed that it was frozen shoulder from not using it. So now... I don't want surgery. I don't like surgery. I've never had it, and I pray to God I never have to. And so he said, we'll start you in physical therapy. I said, okay. Now, here is what physical therapy is. Physical therapy is taking and intentionally touching what hurts over and over and over and over again. I'm like, God, I didn't move it for a reason. But here's what God was showing me. Sometimes we have to, when there's been an injury, and right, had it checked out, went about the right things, found out that moving it wasn't going to hurt it worse, because that's why I stopped. That's why I stopped moving it, because I didn't want to injure it more. But now I know I'm not going to injure it more. In fact, I know the only way to bring healing to it, other than God healing it supernaturally, is focused, intentional movement over and over and over and over. three times a day, every day. And I've got range of motion back. I'm building strength now. We started with, getting range of motion back, because you have to have range of motion back before you can actually build strength in that. And I found it interesting that he was showing me that sometimes after an injury, movement is necessary. And I get to, right now, do you know who gets to choose how much of range of motion I get back? Me. How much strength I get back in it? Me. I can choose to let this be good enough. I can stop. And I just was thinking about in life, how many, not in just a physical injury, but maybe emotional injury or whatever the case may be, like, man, God, sometimes we've been so conditioned to believe if it hurts when you touch it, don't touch it, that sometimes we stay in a place of maybe not moving in our fullness, And I was doing stuff last week and this week that I have not been able to do. And I like to work. Like, there's something about work that makes me feel good. And I know it's not my identity. Well, I mean, sometimes I know that. Sometimes I know that. But it feels good. And since February, I really have done much of nothing, honestly. And so I've got so much range back, and I'm working on the strength. And I'm just asking God to help me, because now I'm kind of over the exercises because they're dumb. And I'm like, these exercises are stupid. I'm so sick of them. I'm doing them twice a day. Not only am I doing them twice a day, but I have to do 2 reps of all of these. And they keep adding stuff every time I go in. And I'm, but it's working. It's working. And I just am like asking God in our spiritual life and just in the natural and the spiritual and all of it, like if there's areas where maybe we've stopped moving because we were hurt or something happened, that even, and at first the thing that bothers me is I like things now. Like if I know something's wrong, I want to fix it, and I want to fix it now, and I don't want to waste time. But this process has been a month and a half, and it's these stretching exercises that I'm like, this feels dumb. Like, this feels silly, right? Like, I should be able to do this. I should be able to bend my arm more. I should be able to do this more or that more. But the reality is I couldn't. And so right now, I'm having to remind myself that this is necessary, even though I feel like it's dumb. And now I'm over these exercises because I've been doing them for a month and a half. If I want complete, full range of motion, I have to continue until it's finished. We gotta run the race. We've got to run the race that is set before us. Paul says to set aside the things that easily beset you. Set aside those things and run the race for which we have been equipped. I'm paraphrasing. And sometimes it's intentional movement with something that hurts. And realizing that not everything comes like that. That some things are a process. This has been a really good, not good, this has been an experience for me to grow and to learn. Because, like I said, if something's wrong, I want to fix it. I want to fix it now. I don't want to waste time. But, you know, none of the things that I'm doing is wasting time. It's actually improving my range of motion. Even though it feels stupid, even though it feels like I should be able to go to the gym and I should be able to work out and I should be able to lift and I can finally lift drywall. I can, it's crazy. And without wincing in my face because I'm in pain. So it's been a really good process for me. And I'm asking Dad to show me truth. I know I don't believe that God did not do this to me. I did this to me because I wanted to ride a hoverboard. And I've decided if you're over the age of like 14 or 15, we need docking stations. Because, and I should invent this because I could probably make lots of money. Because once you're on the hoverboard, it's really fun. Like, I don't know if you guys know, but the hoverboard, it constantly moves. So you step one foot on it, and it shifts. And so I almost broke my tailbone, and you would have thought that would have been enough for me, right? So I fell. My niece got this hoverboard, and I've seen them, and I'm like, man, I want to try that. That looks like a lot of fun. And so I go to get on it, and I didn't realize that it, for some reason, it did not register in my mind that if you put one foot on, it's going to go. And so I thank God nobody had their cell phones out because, thank God, like, he really loves me because it was a trip. So I get on there, and my foot, and I go up in the air and straight on my tailbone. Now, most people, that would have been enough to stop them, right? Like, smarts would have said, you about broke your tailbone, maybe you shouldn't try that again. But me, I'm wired a little differently, and I had to overcome the hoverboard. And I had to win. And I was like, I will ride you. And so I don't even know how I got on it. I think I had Deanie, my brother-in-law, I don't know, maybe I used the table. I can't remember, but I got on it, and then I was riding through the house, and I was like, I was actually, you know, I got over the shaky, like, whoa, I'm standing on this thing, and it's moving. And your movement, like, your body moves it, you know? Like, if you lean, it leans. You lean one way, it turns. And then I'm like, all right, I think I want to be done. And Deanie's like, all right, I'll be right here. Now, I don't know why I didn't think of this. I stepped off forward. And when I did, that thing moved this way, and I went out. And I Supermaned out. And sweet Jesus. I don't think I would ride one again. I say that now, but because my shoulder's still a little, you know what I mean? But maybe once that's gone, I'll ride it again. I don't know. I don't think so, though. And that's when I injured my shoulder. And later, Deanie's like, Nikki, you were supposed to step off backwards. I said, well, that would have been good to know before I stepped off frontward, you know? But so I just said all that to say that I did this. And God could have healed me, and he could have supernaturally touched me, but he didn't. So therefore, through this process, I was asking him, what can you show me? Not what are you trying to teach me? Not, you know what I mean? Because But what do you want to show me, God? What can I take from this? What can I learn from this? Probably not to ride a hoverboard or ever, until they build that docking station where I can get on it, release the lever, and go. And then when I want to get off, come back to the docking station and get out, right? I think it's something, right? I think I could make some money there, maybe. But, right? Somebody build me a docking station so I can ride the hoverboard, please. I don't know why I shared all that. Other than just that's just kind of what God's been showing me, and just focused movement, intentional movement. And if it takes longer than I think, that's okay. And even if it seems small, even if it seems tedious, even if it seems maybe like it's not really doing a whole lot, staying in the process, right? Because let me tell you, I'm battling right now doing these exercises. Like, I sometimes think I want to settle, like, oh, this is good. Right? This is good. We can't settle, guys. We can't settle for partial movement. We can't settle for partial mobility. We can't settle for partial strength. We can't settle for only half of the range of motion that we used to have. We can't settle. We got to stay in the process. We got to stay in the process because he wants total, complete restoration and healing. And he wants this arm to be stronger and my shoulder to be stronger than it ever was.
Come on.
No memory of injury even. You know, muscle memory and all of that, it's a thing. It's something. Ask Kay. This morning that we're not with settling. Stay in the process. Wherever you're at in the journey, wherever you're at in the process, stay in it. Because sometimes the only way to victory is through. Sometimes God takes us around. Right? He took the children of Israel around because he didn't want them to hit warfare and quit. But then he took them through the Red Sea. He took them through the Jordan. Like sometimes we can't go around. We have to go through. We have to go through. And we just have to keep in our mind, I think, that it will be worth it. The victory on the other side is worth the process. And if we can keep that in the forefront, if we can keep that in our forefront, in our vision, in our mind, if I can keep in my mind, these exercises are not dumb, they are not stupid, they are actually helping. They're actually increasing my range of motion. They are working. What God is doing, what God is saying, what God is releasing in the process, whether it's little steps or big giant steps or whatever the case may be, we can't grow weary. We can't grow weary in well-doing. So I'm not going to go into the scripture today because I feel like this was for now. And there was scripture in there. I maybe didn't take out my Bible and read it, right? But be encouraged this morning. Be encouraged that no matter where we're at in the process, no matter what, God is good. He is always good, and He is always working out good things for those who love Him. Because He's good, that's all He can do. And we may not always understand the process. His good and our good definition may look a little differently sometimes, right? It may. But then we got to ask Him to take us up higher. Bring us up to where You are, God. Bring us up so we can see what You see. So we can release what You have to release.